The evening guests, the local church members, left after having fellowship. Food and fun with the family were here today. Everyone had a wonderful time. But now it's time for bed.
Harold, Linda, why are you two so quiet?
No reason.
I can tell that something is wrong. Tell me what it is.
Linda kicked me in my shins.
Harold bumped my elbow, making me spill the orange juice.
I bumped your elbow because you picked up the tray that Mom told me to pick up, and you carried it to our company and served our guests that Mom told me to do.
Mother asked both children to sit down beside her to discuss the conflict.
Linda, did you hear me ask Harold to take the tray out to our guests?
Yes.
Then why did you take it? I know why you did it. It was not to help me with the work of serving our guests. You took Harold's place because you wanted to receive the notice and attention of our guests. Is that not right?
Yeah, that's right.
Harold, I do not need your help with this.
Yes, ma'am.
Linda, you passed the cookies that I had asked Harold to do because he had not had the opportunity to help yet. I wanted him to do something. Linda, are you proud of stepping in and taking Harold's place now? Do you feel any happier after doing that?
No, not really. I'm sorry, Harold. I did not mean to hurt your feelings.
I'm sorry I kicked you in your shins. That was mean to me also.
We are getting ready to live with Jesus in heaven. Do you think that the angels try to step in when Jesus sends one of his special on an errand? Do you think that they look glum and say, "Why did God not send me?" And when God says, "Well done," to one of the angels, do you think the others are unhappy? Do you think they say, "Why does he not praise me?"
Hey, children, do you remember the name of the fallen angel?
Yes, his name's Lucifer.
And what happened to him?
He was thrown out of heaven.
Yes, children, he was. He wanted to be greater than Jesus. He wanted to be greater than God.
Satan is so miserable that he tries to put his spirit of hate in our hearts. He cannot bear to see anyone else happy.
We do not have to think ugly thoughts. We can send up a prayer asking Jesus to help push the bad thoughts out of our hearts.
That evening, during prayer, Harold and Linda asked Jesus to help them to be unselfish and to push out the hate that sometimes finds its way in their hearts. They asked Jesus to bring his love and happiness into their lives. You too can ask this prayer for you and your family today.